If you're sitting in a chair, try to not lean or slouch against the back of the chair. If you're sitting on a cushion or on a bench, try to keep your back straight. Relax the body. Bringing your full attention into the body. Making any adjustments in order to be comfortable. Relaxing the jaw. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the abdomen. Relaxing the hands. Relaxing the middle of the chest. Relaxing the mouth and the area around the mouth. Relaxing the eyes and the area around the eyes. Relaxing the forehead. Extending your awareness over the whole body and having a sense of yourself sitting, being aware of the total sitting posture. Making any final adjustments to be comfortable. And then moving your awareness to the flow of the breath. Taking a few slightly harder breaths than normal so that you can pick up the flow of breathing in and breathing out. And once you've become aware of that flow, allow your attention to rest wherever you know that you're breathing in and you're breathing out. when the mind wanders away, as soon as you know that it's wandered away from the breath, gently and patiently bring the attention back to the place where you know that you're breathing out, in and breathing out. Retraining the mind to pay attention to one object, one thing, moment after moment. We choose the breath because we always have the breath with us. So the important thing is not the breath itself, but the awareness of the breath. The ability to focus continuously on one object, in this case the breath. When other objects present themselves to the mind, simply put them down by coming back to focus on the breath. Mind is more likely to stay focused on something that it's interested in. So one of the ways we can rouse interest in the breath is to reflect that we're dependent on the next breath in for our life to continue. And you can notice the reaction in the mind, how interest arises if you hold your breath. Very soon, you become really interested in the effect that that has. You appreciate the next breath when it comes in. So try to rouse some interest in the breath to encourage the mind to stay focused. This breath is our connection with life. The other person's breath isn't going to give you life. So pay no attention to anyone else or any other sounds. Simply stay focused on your own breath. notice that it takes time for the mind to calm down, to be able to stay focusing just on the breath. So we work patiently, just gently bringing the attention back again and again to the flow of the breath. As you continue to watch the breath, you may be aware of a peaceful feeling arising in the mind. Just allow that peaceful feeling to be there while you continue to focus on the breath. As we come towards the end of the meditation, this is the time when we gently let go of attention on the breath and we become aware of the mood of the mind, the feeling of the mind after this period of meditation, so that we can notice the effect on the mind of the meditation. So allow the breath to fall from your awareness and become aware of the feeling in the mind. And then also become aware of any changes that have taken place in the feeling in the body. As the mind relaxes, the body very often also relaxes. So we see the benefits of meditation not only on the mind but on the body. In the last part of the meditation, we take a few moments just to appreciate the effort that we've made in the practice, however the meditation has been for you. Now is the time to give yourself a smile. Look on yourself with the eyes of a friend, appreciating the fact that you've made the effort to be here this evening and that you've made the effort to practice meditation. So just take a moment to wish yourself well. Appreciating the effort. And allowing that feeling to remain with you as we come to the end of the meditation.